come, Congressman Nick Lotta, about a plethora of topics. First, though, folks, there is a dangerous TikTok trend out there amongst teenagers, known as chroming. I'm sure you've heard the word before. It's also called huffing or sniffing, which involves inhaling toxic chemicals. You can get it from paint, petrol, aerosol cans, deodorant, in order to get a high. And Dr. Robert Schwainer is right on. He's Medical Director, Chief Division of Toxicology, Department of Emergency Medicine, talking Stony Brook University Hospital. Nice enough to give us a couple of minutes here about the dangers, the side effects. Very concerned about the abuse of inhalants that can lead to a lot of consequences from a medical standpoint. We welcome Dr. Robert Schwainer. Sir, good to have you. I read about this a couple of weeks ago, and you know, it never ceases to amaze me what happens from a viral sense regarding some of this stuff. You always remember years ago eating those Tide pods. Remember that whole thing with the pods? You know? Oh, my goodness.
Well, we still see that every now and again. Yeah. Still see that every now and again. Now, this is, you know, TikTok has reinvigorated what's really been a chronic issue. We, you know, when we look at medical examiner data, this is serious stuff. There's, we estimate at least about 500 deaths a year from this kind of abuse. And it's a quick way to basically get the sense that you are, you know, intoxicated with alcohol. And what's dangerous about it is, you know, anybody can walk into a drugstore and buy, you know, with this present TikTok challenge, most of the preteens that are abusing this are using deodorant cans, but any kind of, you know, basically can that has an aerosol has the compounds within it to either refrigerate or propel that that product that leads to the toxicity. So it's a something that people should definitely be aware of.
Aware of the fact what it could lead to. You know, you could basically choke to death.
There's many potentials. Yeah, I mean, so the specific problems that you're reading about in the news recently are mainly the cardiac effects. Most of these, you know, not to be technical, they're called fluorinated hydrocarbons, and basically they make the heart very sensitive to your adrenaline. If you get startled, there's something called sudden sniffing death syndrome, where essentially, you know, people abusing this might be hiding it from somebody and get startled by that person walking into the room. And that can be enough. Just that little surge of adrenaline of being, quote, caught can be enough to send that person into a fatal dysrhythmia. And there's many other risks associated with this. It depends on, obviously, on what the person is abusing. A lot of solvents can cause, you know, permanent kidney damage, can obviously cause cognitive abilities and, memory loss. There's many different bone marrow suppression. It really depends on what the person's abusing. But the recent trend with this chroming, which actually has been around since I trained in this in the early 2000s, is a term that is utilizing mainly deodorant and other aerosol kind of cans for these kids, really, that are abusing us.
I'm talking with Dr. Robert Schwainer. A new challenge out there, folks, on TikTok. You'd be aware of this with your kids as far as inhaling, some of these substances, as far as could be a deodorant can, could be paint, petrol, anything. It's dangerous. I looked at a study last night, knowing you were coming on today, Doc, regarding these pictures of the brain. And on one side, they had the brain of an individual with no history of inhaling abuse. And on the other side was that of a chronic abuser, which was a little less small of the brain, fills less of the space inside the skull, and listen, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to comprehend these pictures. I mean, obviously, when one does these types of situations, they're shrinking their brain. That's what it comes down to. The brain shrinks.
Exactly.
And I mean, that's really in a nutshell, doctor, right?
Yep, chronic. I mean, chronic use. You'll definitely have irreversible changes to the brain. You know, some of these are carcinogens that have been linked, for example, to the development of leukemia, that are in these solvents that are being abused as well. So, you know, you mentioned sniffing, you know, huffing, bagging. Those are all the different ways in which the person might abuse whatever it is that they're utilizing. But you know, the end products. In terms of what it does to your body really depends on, again, the chemical compound, which is quite varied. There's, you know, sudden death associated. And then there's also, like you said, the chronic changes. There's chronic neuropathies where people can't feel with their hands or their feet as well. And these are irreversible changes. So again, that's chronic use. It's something that's been, you know, well known within the toxicology community for a long time, and really it's getting that awareness out to parents. You know, if you see a bunch of deodorant cans in the back of your son's car, I mean, that's, you know, you got to look for the little signs that, again, people wouldn't associate this as quote hard drugs or, you know, any other potential signs, but you might see signs if you're actually looking for this kind of thing.
With Dr. Robert Schwinner. And again, you know, a lot of the research shows, folks, that most of these inhalants are extremely toxic. And that's what it is. And he's right. You know, the brain doesn't grow back. Once it shrinks, it's a problem. Big time problem. You always wonder with deodorant, Doc. It's so not right to inhale the fumes, yet we spray it on our bodies. How is that line defined as far as safety and everything else in that regard?
Sure. It really comes down to concentration, right? So if you're spraying it, you know, most of these people are spraying this either right into their mouth or, you know, it basically trying to sniff it and inhale it straight. You know, when you're, most of us are spraying, you know, aerosols. We do it not necessarily in an enclosed area. And the compounds that we're most concerned about that we're talking about freely dissipate, and there's very little, if any, risk, right? And, you know, I don't want to paint the picture that using deodorant, you know, appropriately is any kind of problem. But it really comes down to concentrating these fumes into, you know, the places that they're looking for the effect. They want to, you know, feel drunk, and you can, you know, feel intoxicated within seconds by doing this. You know, it doesn't tend to last that long. So fortunately, most people we'll have an experience or two with this, and if they're fortunate enough to get through that, that's it. But there are, like you mentioned, chronic users, and it really depends on what they're using. You know, toluene is a very common compound in a lot of solvents, and that's in particular one that melts the brain, like you mentioned, and you know, causes irreversible cognitive damage. It also damages the kidneys. You can have you know, irreversible damage to the kidney. A lot of these solvents have benzene. Benzene causes leukemia. We know this. But to the average person who's utilizing this for a quick high, they're not educated to know that, and can cause some real damage if they continue down that pathway. So something to mention to your kids, you know, and just ask. You know, most of the people that start utilizing these kinds of intoxicants usually are between the age of 10 and 16. I think most of us can relate to maybe seeing some, documentaries, for example, on Dust Off. Dust Off was and it still is obviously being utilized, but people would buy a lot of Dust Off to clean keyboards and computers, and that has the same propellants in it, essentially causing the same kind of high. So these are, you know, this has creeped back up again recently with TikTok spreading the word, so to say, and people need to be aware of the potential dangers, including death.
Without question, all you kids are doing at all times, that's what it comes down to, and there is no wonder why a lot of places have banned TikTok, really, as far as what's going on in this particular instance. We can't thank you enough, Dr. Robin Schwinner from Stony Brook University Hospital, Medical Director, Chief Division of Toxicology, Department of Emergency Medicine. Very important information here. Stern warnings. Know what your kids are getting into here. Very important stuff. Doc, we appreciate a few here. We'll be in touch.
My pleasure, Jay. Take care.